Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whether you're a Trump hater or a Trump lover, or you just want what's best for America, maybe there's common ground there. I'm not sure. Yesterday was a historic day in the United States Senate as President Trump's defense team, which is filled with all stars from the legal world, took to the floor of the Senate to finally get the chance to defend the president. Nick Oberheiden is a federal criminal defense attorney and constitutional expert, and he joins us this morning. Nick, what'd you think yesterday?
Well, it was a prime example of don't make the number one mistake in trial. Don't present an opening statement and only present half of it. I think yesterday was a telling example of how the defense team was able to show that the first presenters, the House managers, did not disclose the full story, but only excerpts of a story without context.
Give me some examples. I watched the presentation and tried to watch as much of it as I could, and they were pretty good about bringing in clips from different interviews and kind of elaborating on the hit job that I think had been done by Democrats last week.
Well, one example was that apparently a senior official by the name of Volker was witnessed that certain statements were made that would suggest a quid pro quo. Well, his testimony wasn't presented in the opening of the House, and he, in fact, vigorously denies that he ever was kind of the liaison between either Ambassador Bolton or the president to have overheard a quid pro quo linkage. There were other examples. For example, at the end of the day, we are discussing whether the president has the authority to look into national security issues such as public corruption involving high-level executives. Those revelations by former Attorney General of Florida, Pam Bondi, showed that the cloud about the Biden's involvement is pretty thick, and it has been a problem in the House manager's case to essentially ignore all these issues, because at the end of the day, even if the president did inquire about corruption, he's the head of the executive and he has a right to do so.
Yeah, and the fact that it's a former elected official and current candidate doesn't inoculate those individuals from scrutiny.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. It makes it even worse.
Yeah. I was surprised so many commentators following Pam Bondi's presentation really tried to dismiss her and those, her assessment, saying that Joe Biden and his son have been cleared of any wrongdoing. I don't think that's an accurate statement. I know they wish it was. I know they wish that he was cleared and they would like to say, oh, there's nothing to see here. But, as objective as you can be about it, who's right there?
Well, I don't think we know the answer yet. And what I would predict is that this whole Biden investigation will become a separate investigation that should not be merged and mingled into the question whether the president did something wrong or not. I think we will see a separate investigation on corruption in the Ukraine. But there was one clip, I watched it just a little bit yesterday, where the former Vice President Biden proudly said that he was withholding over $1 billion unless within 6 hours the former Attorney General of Ukraine would be fired. I think these comments cannot be ignored, and perhaps the senators take the initiative at a later point, but I don't think all of that needs to be mingled and merged. Yeah. Into this impeachment case.
And it is remarkable the Democrats don't seem to see the hypocrisy in hammering President Trump for his behavior while watching that clip from Joe Biden. I mean, I just don't see how you can think that you're going to throw Donald Trump out of office over it. But then you see that and say it's okay.
My initial comments, sir, which is you can't present a case and ignore these type of statements in your opening statement.
Yeah. Well, what do you think happens next? Will Republican senators break and call for witnesses and, you know, extend this for a long period of time? And politically, that seems pretty stupid if you're a Republican and you're dumb enough to do that. But let's take the politics out of it and just talk about what's good and just and right for a trial. What do you think happens here?
You know, quite frankly, in the beginning, I thought witnesses belong into an impeachment case. Now I have listened to the other side, and I was pretty disappointed by the House managers intentionally ignoring and not disclosing certain facts. And I could see that a number of senators feel the same way. Keep in mind, many of them are former trial attorneys, and they may be as disappointed. So I don't know the answer, quite frankly, but if anything, yesterday moved the likelihood back to not as likely as the day before when the public disclosure about the book became a topic.
Yeah, that Bolton book, listen, that thing was as choreographed as anything I've seen in public life in the last 20 years for the timing. Nick Oberheiden is a federal criminal defense attorney, constitutional expert, and I appreciate you coming on the air with us this morning. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.